Moving forward through the chaos and uncertainty that exists in this world can be so challenging. Or your day-to-day might be difficult even when you don't have any real struggles. You could be about to enter a great new phase in your life, but its fast pace and tricky challenges force you to work hard and develop true self-mastery. Whether your situation in life is wonderful or awful, it's easy to feel paralyzed or scared if you don't have a roadmap, can't summon your power, or worry you might fail or fall behind. When you're faced with a hurdle to clear or a mountain to climb, you might be tempted to crawl into your bed, turn on the TV, and stay there forever. But you can't. You're worth more than that. Your life can be so much better than that. So you must get out there and make great things happen. I have some fantastic news for you. You don't have to conquer all your challenges in one day. You also don't have to be rich, have a fancy degree, or have loads of free time to come out on top. To feel happy, accomplished, fulfilled, or like you're putting good out into the world, all you need are a few daily fundamentals that will help you gain momentum, operate to your highest functioning degree, and move forward to whatever your goal or purpose is. It's all easier than you think. You just need to boil the process of moving forward down to the essentials. The actions that will allow you to dislodge yourself from whatever is slowing you down or dimming your energy are as basic and straightforward as taking your daily vitamins. I can show you how. When I was 12, my beloved 42-year-old dad died suddenly of a heart condition we didn't know he had. My dad ran our family business, and my whole life I'd never known a weekday when Richard P. Bomer hadn't been pacing around the house, scratching notes about work on a yellow legal pad with a red pen. On weekends, he and my mom got up early and loved to play golf together. He was always buzzing, chasing, and dreaming, and then he was gone. Our house was very, very quiet after that. I'm the classic oldest child, organized, driven, and focused, and my dad always pushed me to hold my chin up, be a leader, and succeed. After he died, I assumed that going to school, making good grades, and getting into the right college would be enough to help me recover. I did all those things on top of helping my mom around the house, nurturing my younger brother Daniel, and acting as a shining example of strength and courage for my family. I was just putting one foot in front of the other, though, not thriving. To top it off, I was crushed by grief. When I was 20, I came home from college for Easter break and was in my bedroom when I heard my mom screaming at the top of her lungs. I ran out of my room and saw her in my 17-year-old brother's bedroom, standing above his motionless body on the bed. Then I watched her drag him to the floor and start to give him CPR. But it was too late. He was dead, clutching a phone he'd been trying to use to call for help. We didn't know it, but Daniel had developed a heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Suddenly, the hole in my chest that I thought the passage of time had helped heal opened up again, and now the wound was even bigger. My brother had been my best friend. Daniel came to all my basketball games in high school. He made me countless playlists of the best songs to listen to, and he made me laugh about everything, especially during our summer vacations on the Jersey Shore or at Lake Nebo in upstate New York. I knew I had to keep going, though, so I went back to college soon after the funeral and worked as hard as I could to prepare for my final exams. I studied abroad in Italy that summer, and when I got back to school, I focused on graduating on time with the rest of my class. If I could succeed, wasn't I living my best life? Just over a year later, my mom went to the doctor to talk about the right side facial spasms she'd been having, and she left with a diagnosis of 2 brain tumors. When she told me, I went numb. My entire family is going to die, I thought. I'm 21, and I'm going to be the last one left.